Ghostly Talk. Broadcasting from the world famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan. This is Ghostly Talk on August 17th, 2008.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Thank you, Scott. Tonight, Christy Hinkle from Haunting Existence Radio drops in for a visit. Later, returning guest Tamara Thorne returns.
Oh, yeah.
Yay. And finally, and I must say finally, Len Adams and Luke Naborski come and join us.
Face hurts.
I see that. You are bright, bright, bright red.
Very bright.
Doug is jealous. Very jealous.
This isn't to be jealous.
I haven't been in the sun in like
a month.
I
got a gallon of aloe on my face, man.
I haven't been in the sun in maybe a month. Speaking of the sun, the big story this week. Big story.
Now that was a hell of a segue.
Well, because the big story is the full moon. I am absolutely fed up, sick and tired of the full moon. I cannot wait till the full moon this particular month is over.
Yeah.
Which the actual full moon was last night. Today, the drivers out on the roads were obviously still feeling the effects. And I just cannot wait for a couple days from now when the full moon effects are over, because I am telling you, it sucks. This month, I don't know, it was stronger. Maybe it was closer to the earth. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but it's affected people, and it affected them really strong this month.
Well, I remember back in our call center days, way back in the day, we used to always talk about that.
Yeah.
We used to talk about, you know, when the full moon came in, how ridiculous it used to be at work.
If you are not an emergency room worker or a call center operator,
yeah.
You consider yourself extremely lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I am really is a casual driver. You know, I drive around.
Yeah.
And driving over to the Haunted Winery tonight, oh.
Bad, huh?
Oh, it was particularly bad.
It wasn't too bad coming back, you know, from the other side of the state this weekend.
Well, maybe.
But, you know, I was kind of.
Maybe it took some time or whatever to. But I'm telling you, the full moon is definitely had an effect this month on drivers, and on at least area drivers in the Detroit area of Michigan. And wow, it needs to go away. It needs to abate.
Yeah.
And fortunately, time can fix that. So I plan on locking myself in the house and not coming out for 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yike, full moon. Full
People
effect.
Be aware of that. Be aware of that. Be nice on the road, especially in Massachusetts, I have to say.
There was actually a, oh gosh, Massachusetts drivers. Woo!
Ah,
I didn't think anybody could be worse than Michigan drivers. But
we love our friends in Massachusetts, and we told them straight up, we're like, this is the worst driving you've ever seen.
And that is absolutely true.
Oh,
the around here, they're really vying for title, though.
Oh, they've been for years. So, yeah, definitely keep an eye on that, people. Don't get yourselves killed out there. We got a couple things.
There is another big story.
Well, no,
yes.
Let's keep that for the finale.
Oh, that'll be the finale.
We got a whole
story.
List of stuff we want to hit here real quick. Okay. Oh, first off, the first thing I do want to mention is again we're giving away tickets for the Mid-South tonight.
Yes, we are.
I'm not telling you when. I got lazy this year though, and I was, you know, last year we did the quiz questions, trivia questions. I'm too lazy to do that. Too much crap going on. Basically, what we're gonna do is sometime during the show, while you guys are out there listening here live, I'm gonna basically say, okay, here it is right here. First caller gets them.
Right.
And we'll have our phone people on there watching the line. They'll throw a rock over at us like they did last year, all that stuff. But sometime during the show, not telling you when.
Exactly.
Not telling you when. So keep an eye out for that, or keep an ear out for that. Do you want Prodigy? You want to mention the Prodigy?
Prodigy in the Park.
Yes.
What a phenomenal event.
Mm.
We went down to the Dayton area, right? Mm. Dayton, Ohio area. That was last Saturday.
Last Saturday, yeah.
Wow.
They were so great to us.
Finding the park was a treat.
Mm-hmm. The drive through the park was pretty interesting, and thankfully I had Chris on the phone, so
that helped.
That helped us get there, because I don't think we would have been able to get there if we didn't have their help. But Prodigy people, we met them a couple years ago at the Mothman Festival, Prodigy Paranormal out of Dayton, Ohio, and we've had a great relationship with this group of folks ever since then. And they invited us to come out to their event they call Prodigy in the Park, which was really cool. It was a nice picnic.
Well, yeah, they had it was like a picnic event. We visited for quite a while, had a ton of fun, and then what happens is they broke into a presentation portion of the event, and they gave like history. See, the park that we went to happens to have haunted history. And a lot of history, and some of it haunting. So what happens is we ended up learning about the history of this park and the land that it resides on, who owned it, the different stories that they tell about what people and park rangers hear and see. The whole event ended up being 6-7 hours or so we were there. You were there longer than I was, though, Scott.
Yeah.
And then we ended up dispersing at the end of the night. But I loved the history portion, because that's one thing that Prodigy really excels at, the Prodigy Paranormal Group.
Oh, yeah.
They dig in, and they found the genealogy of the family.
The amount of information they presented was just overwhelming.
Because they started with the story. It's like, you hear a story, and it's a creepy, haunting story.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, well, I wonder if, because there's sort of a screaming girl or something.
They debunked that one, though.
Right. Well, yes, they did, thank heavens. But these stories, then they think, is there any reason that this kind of thing can happen here? And so they dug into the ownership of the land throughout the centuries and ended up finding that, you know, yes, as a matter of fact, there are a couple of instances in this family where perhaps somebody could be haunting this land. And so they looked into it further and further and further. They spent a night in the park, with the blessing, of course, of the park people. And they debunked that. They found out that it's a barred owl or something doing the screeching. And
yeah, there's a couple names for it. Sometimes they call them a screeching owl.
Right.
I've heard those before.
So they ended up debunking the one thing, but there's still some questions, and it's just really an interesting thing, and I love the history. They gave a very detailed account of the family and the ownership of that land, and they painted a picture of life, you know, before the turn of the century and at the turn of the century in and around the area. The floods that happened, there were the whole area was flooded, and so therefore a lot of, you know, emotions were, you know, spilled out into the land. You know, you lose your whole homestead. You lose everything you worked for. You know, you lose everything. And they had, you know, so they had definitely an interesting historical picture of that area. And I learned a lot about that area.
Yeah,
fantastic.
We ended up, you had to take off a little bit early. So Amber and I and Tom stayed over with those guys. And we ended up going out into some of these areas they were talking about, checking them out and stuff like that. Showing some of the old, where the old houses were back in the woods around this park and whatnot. And it was just really cool. And we ended up, you know, afterwards when everything slowed down, I saw that popcorn. Oh, I forgot his name. I can't remember names at all, but they were making kettle corn there.
Oh.
Real kettle corn.
It smelled phenomenal. I even had some of it. It was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, and we ended up hanging out with those guys till about 10 o'clock. Had dinner, hung out, so that, and then headed back. So we want to thank the Prodigy Paranormal Group for having us out there. They were so nice to us, and look forward to seeing you guys at the Mothman Festival, which it's coming up so fast, you know what I mean? Looking forward to that. And that's, you know, next, you know, September's like, you know, it's one of the highlights of the year for us. We got the Mothman Festival and the Mid-South Paranormal Convention. Already mentioned that, so keep, you know, all the information for those things are up on the website if you want to take part in any of those. Some of you guys will be taking part for free, though, for the
Mid-South. Yes, that's true. Mid-South, we do have tickets to give away. Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet on the show, but we do have tickets coming up yet on the show that you can get for free. Go to Louisville, Kentucky with us and hang out at the Mid-South, and you'll get to see, of course, the premiere of Dr. Don's American Spirit Summit.
Yeah. From what I understand, getting a lot of press on both ends of the spectrum, so we're looking forward to finally seeing it ourselves, because we haven't seen it. We have no idea what's going to come out.
We have no idea what it's going to be like. It's got to be close, though. I mean, they have to be almost done editing the movie, but...
Yeah.
I know it was a lot of fun. It was hilarious to produce or to act in or whatever we did. And it was definitely a lot of fun. It's a lighthearted look at
the paranormal community. And if you can't deal with it, go hide. Find another hobby. I'm sick of hearing the whining.
Well, that's the thing. The detractors, and there are some.
And the old saying with go ahead.
And yes, I am kept apprised of a lot of the detractors and their antics, although I don't
really... If you're that mad, you know, the old saying goes, especially even with with American Ghost Watchers, if you're that mad about it, that means you're the person.
The thing is I just don't even care.
No, I don't really care.
It was done for fun. It was done in fun. It's a fun thing. We even poke fun at ourselves.
God, do we? But nobody mentions that.
No, oh no, they won't.
No one mentioned that we were making fun of ourselves nonstop through the whole film. I take more hits, even in American Ghost Watchers, I take more hits than anybody does in that film. But nobody seems to mention that, though.
Right.
That, you know, we're making fun of ourselves.
Right. You're the radio star.
Yeah, I'm ripping on myself nonstop, but nobody seems to, you know.
Because you're not really like that.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
It's obviously inflated. That's what you do when you do a comedy. You take a character trait and you over-exaggerate it, and you have a blast with it. It's how you do comedy. And some people get really upset. And you know what? That's fairly entertaining to watch. But, you know, I just don't have time.
No, we don't. We really don't. That's why...
I don't have time for your ego. I don't. No. Not yours, Scott, but everyone else's.
Well, you always have time for my ego.
Yeah. I get that on voicemail, email. But no, I'm just kidding. I don't have time for everybody's egos. I just don't. It's like, get out there and go on a ghost hunt.
Yeah. If you want to do something,
if you're really upset about something, go out and ghost hunt.
Yeah.
Go get it.
The landscape is getting quite treacherous nowadays, it seems like. And I know we've had, you know, it isn't that we don't, you know, because people are like, well, you don't ever talk about that stuff on the air. Well, a few things lately, but, you know, it's just simply put it, we just don't really care.
Right.
We do what we do here, and that's what we're concerned with. We're concerned with our studies and the wonderful relationships we have with lots of people as a result of Ghostly Talk, and that's what we care about.
Right.
Period. So,
and I think that a lot of people, 99% of the people out there,
are going
to have a great time at Mid-South, at the Mothman Festival. They're going to have a great time at, even then, continuing on into October, where we're going to be at a couple of things.
Spectacular. Spookapalooza. Duh.
Oh, that's it. Spookapalooza this year. And... The people are going to have such a good time, and they're going to network, and they're going to enjoy themselves. And you know what? That's what it's about. That and, of course, ghost hunting.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get much better than September and October for ghost hunting.
Best time, my favorite time of year. So keep an eye on that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to that. And we can't wait to see the film either. Another piece of news. This is a
That's
sad
an understatement.
Yeah, really. This is a sad piece of news, unfortunately. We were off the air last week, so this is kind of... I guess it's a little bit late, but I'm just going to read what the email said, okay? And this is concerning a guest we had not too long ago named Norman Ober. If you guys remember him, Norman Ober, he wrote a book called A Need Is Heaven.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful guest. We had an absolute riot with him.
He was fantastic. So entertaining. His wife, Anita, had passed away, and he... they had been, you know, like grown up religious, that kind of thing, and believed in, you know, heaven and things like that. But then after that, you know, life gets in the way, and eventually you lose touch with that.
Yeah,
and he didn't really think that anything, you know, was going to happen, or that Anita was, you know, maybe she was in heaven, whatever. He didn't know until she started contacting him, and he started... responding, and they would contact on paper, they would contact via typing in on the computer. They had numerous, over a couple of years at least, contact with each other, even though she had passed away. Totally changed his outlook on the afterlife.
Completely.
100% opposite. He's like, wow, Anita is out there. Our loved ones do exist after leaving this plane of existence. And his new wife, Benita, had some bad news for us.
Yeah, so yeah, anyways, I guess I got no way to read this. This is basically what I got. You know, I got an email from Norman's current wife,
Benita.
But
which is interesting because it rhymes with Anita.
Yeah,
I wonder if that's like a psychological. I don't know. It's interesting.
Benita Ober contacted me though and informed me that Norman Ober actually passed away on Thursday, July 31st, at 7:55 after heart surgery on Tuesday, which was a couple days before that week. It was a very long surgery and his body wasn't able to handle the 7.5 hours of surgery, plus going into surgery again 3 hours later as his heart had stopped. Norman and Benita Ober were married for 10 wonderful years. And we're both blessed with each other's lives. That's exactly what I got via email. It really kind of blew us away. We were looking forward to having Norman back on the show. Not just because of that reason, obviously.
He
was great. He was a really cool guy.
He was entertaining. He was interesting. He had led quite a life.
Yeah.
He was an entertainer.
He did all kinds of cool stuff.
And
he was
worked
a
with
wonderful personality.
The early people in the entertainment world, he was really a fascinating guy, and I'm looking forward to seeing him when I move on to that plane
of
existence.
Norman, sail on. We're gonna miss you. Maybe we will talk to
you. And Benita, all our love.
Yeah, Benita, all of our best of luck to you also. So bad news on that, but really bummed. But other things going on too.
Oh, I know.
Last of the cover.
Quite
really.
A week.
No,
we had a week off.
Yeah, we had a week off, so we're trying to get caught up here.
It turns out...
This is your arena, Doug, so, I got my thing here.
I thought I was having a quiet day the other day. And, of course, then everything gets all thrown in the works. And it turns out a couple of people down in northern Georgia, claim that they recovered a Bigfoot. I mean, a Bigfoot body.
Yeah.
They have a body, a dead Bigfoot body.
And they have a picture.
And
it's out there everywhere. Well, here's the first thing.
Characters, one is actually a sheriff's deputy.
Mm-hmm.
The other, of course, is a drifter, used car salesman type. But they find this Bigfoot body, and they decide that, oh, man, they are obviously the best Bigfoot hunters on the planet. So they set up a website. They started talking about it, offering $500. For $500, you could go Bigfoot hunting with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? They had a body. I don't understand why you'd... Anyway, they get this Bigfoot body. They put it in ice. They put it away in a secret location. They set up a website. They're offering tours of the area for $500 a pop. And they produce a YouTube video... with one of the guy's brothers as an expert, a doctor,
mm-hmm.
and He's neither a doctor nor an expert. He is just the brother of one of the two characters. You know, so they contact a former guest on Ghostly Talk, Tom Biscardi.
Yeah, I want to address that, too, also. I will address that in a second, also.
And they contact Tom Biscardi, and they say, you know, we've got this Bigfoot corpse. And he claims to have actually seen and touched the Bigfoot corpse and believes it's real. Of course, during all of this, unfortunately, Cryptomundo.com goes down. That, of course, is Lauren Coleman's site, who, if you ask me, is probably... He's the cryptozoologist. He wrote the book, The Cryptozoologist. Lauren Coleman is the guy that I would go to say, hey, what's real? And Lauren's website goes down, so I can't tell what's going on. I know what he told people in the press is he says, well, you know, it's the teeth, you know, they're flat, they don't have canines, that's credible, that part. But the entire rest of the story, though, is just completely difficult to swallow.
Well, yeah, the official story, I was tipped off by Lori. Remember Lori from Ghost Connection?
Yes.
We talked the other night, and she mentioned it to me, and she actually sent me a link to the article and stuff like that. And the
Bill Nell wrote an article about it, too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to check that out. Real quick here, two Bigfoot hunters claim they have the body of and plan to release a photo of what they claimed is DNA evidence, a photo and what they claim to be is DNA evidence at Palo Alto on Friday.
Yeah, they did do the...
Now, yeah, this was Friday, right?
That was
you had a lot more details than I did. Thank God.
That was a press conference. Oh, I studied this. That was a press conference that they gave Tom Biscardi and these two characters.
And he's backing these guys, which we'll address that in a second too.
Yeah, they give this this press conference that was supposed to last an hour. It lasted a half hour. One of the reporters or somebody even dressed up as a Bigfoot.
It was a
bit of a zoo. They were drilled. They were absolutely drilled. You can find the actual thing out on YouTube somewhere.
Yeah, I've yet to see that. Amber has a video. Amber
30, 40 minutes or something. But, you know, the thing is, they gave interesting conflicting stories in their YouTube videos.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm flabbergasted. And, you know, if this sheriff's deputy is still a sheriff's deputy when he goes back, you know, he's currently on leave.
Mm-hmm.
Because he shot himself in his hand.
Well, here they are right here.
Yeah.
We have a link up on the Ghostly Talk site in the news section there, below, you know, in the center there. I put up a news story today, actually. It's the latest one. It's called Georgia Bigfoot Body Hoax.
Yeah.
Now, first thing I want to mention really quick, because we're running out of time here. We did have Tom Biscardi on the show a while back.
Yeah.
We gave him a fair shake.
We knew what he did in 2005. We are listeners of Coast to Coast AM, after all, right?
Yeah.
We've been on Coast to Coast AM. George Norrie did the right thing, I think, when Tom could not provide this evidence.
Well, I'll make it very clear also, we were asked by other people to have him on. And they were friends of ours, and we said, yeah, sure, we'll do
it. And then after
you guys,
we had him on, we were
lambasted. Yeah, we ate a whole ton of crap from
everybody that. Emailed and
but
said,
we gave, why we that? Gave him a fair shake.
We did.
Unfortunately, as a result of this story, I got a real hard time dealing with this guy now. And I'll say it right here on the air. I don't really want to ever have him on the show again, because this really kind of gets under my skin a bit. The article I'm talking about, the latest one on the website, I'll read a little excerpt from here, too. This was it's just on the site. Click on the link. Click on this crap. The Georgia Bigfoot body story is a hoax scam started by two fellows in Georgia. The body is widely available. It's a widely available Halloween costume stuffed into a large cooler.
You can buy that.
With some
you
animal
can also buy a Yeti.
Yeah,
costume, very realistic Yeti costume.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
with animal entrails laid on top. I noticed that too. I'm like, what's with the? Did they shoot it? Did they gut it? What the hell did they do to this thing? Right. The ongoing hoax scam is now being orchestrated by a notorious Las Vegas con man named Carmine Thomas Biscardi.
Well, yeah. perhaps I have to say is, you know, guys, they've totally gone the wrong way. These two and now three characters in this ongoing story, they've gone the wrong way. What you do is you contact, you know, several people. and take, you know, to have, you don't provide the DNA evidence to somebody. They've provided so far human DNA, inconclusive DNA, and possum DNA. That's what they've provided to a university lab, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't, you provide the dang body, okay? And let the scientist collect the DNA.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that it's not contaminated, so that it, you know, that it can be cataloged and researched, and you don't just go and snip a few hairs and then say, here you go. It's not up to you. You if you're interested in science at all and cryptozoology, that's what you do.
Well, here's what disturbs me really bad about this. Now, in cryptozoology, this is pretty cut and dry. This is a load of crap. It's pretty, because we're dealing with tangible things, all right? And it's pretty easy to knock the lid off of something like this, I think, because we're dealing with tangible things.
Well, you know what's going to happen?
I
can predict it here, and you don't have to be, you do not have to be Nostradamus or the Amazing Kreskin or anything like that to predict this. You do you don't have to be a prophet, right? What's going to happen is the body will be stolen, because right now the body is secreted away in a secret location in a chest, a freezer with ice and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's going to be stolen, and they are not going to be able to produce the body. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
It's not because the body's going to be stolen. It's because they don't have one. They have a costume, you know, with some entrails on it.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's why, you know, but the official story will be, what they will come out and say in the near future is that the body has been stolen, probably by the government, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, what I was saying is, with this, it's a bit easier, I think, to knock the lid off of something like this.
Yeah.
It seems like it's pretty cut and dry to me from the information that I have that this is a hoax. Okay, fine.
Biscardi has phone numbers of people that we don't have phone numbers of. He can call people and say, look, I have something that is earth-shattering. I need you to gather up some scientists and get out here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He has phone numbers of people who can actually really verify this thing and who can handle the situation properly.
Yeah.
Instead, he made it a media circus.
Yeah. Well, and that's the biggest problem right there. What disturbs me, though, is that I think this happens a lot on the other side of the fence, though, too, in the ghost hunting field.
We have to get Jim Snell on the show.
Yeah, we need to talk to him about
this. We need
this
to get
too.
Jim on the show. He's been hunting for Bigfoot now for, what, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
We need to get him on the show and talk to him about this. Well, not about this, but about this will probably take up, what, 5 minutes of our time where we can laugh. And then we can go on to actual Bigfoot research.
Well, my thing, though, like I said, is in the ghost hunting arena, this is disturbing because I know this happens in the ghost hunting arena also, Doug. I think you can agree with that, that this happens a lot, I think, in the ghost hunting arena. We've poked fun at it for years.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is that there's no way to really verify anything, though.
Right.
So this stuff goes on and on in the ghost hunting arena. You know, and
right. Well,
there's no way
the thing is
you
could.
But I don't think you could call a press conference or something like this, you know, something, you know, ghost related. You know what I'm saying?
If you had something really spectacular, though, you could call any number of show hosts like us or other podcast hosts or call Coast to Coast AM. You could call somebody and say, here's the thing. I think I have something very, very real. I need to get some people here to investigate this. And you could be taken seriously, and maybe you did find a vortex to another realm. With Bigfoot stuff, it's the same thing. Tom Biscardi can...
Hey, there it is right here. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just...
hairy creature who haunts the woods.
Oh, the CNN thing?
Anyways, whatever.
Yeah, they were on CNN for a while.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just clicked the link, and I'm like, oh, yeah, YouTube, yeah.
But yeah, I think the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization has called...
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
They've called it a hoax. They know it. They've looked at it a lot further than I have, and yeah.
Thank you.
My gut instinct is being
my gut is also.
And this body's going to be reported.
Let's just hope this doesn't happen in the ghost hunting community.
Yeah.
It does.
It does.
I hope it stops. You know, that's what disturbed me, because I was like, again, I thought that through and said, you know, this stuff happens in ghost hunting, but you can't verify anything.
Right.
So it can just go on and on and on, and nothing gets resolved. At least here we have some closure on this thing. Go, yeah, a couple of yahoos made this up, took a costume, did this.
Why did they make this up? I have no clue.
I think it comes down to the almighty dollar like anything else does. Let's get
ourselves. Did you give them any money?
Well, no, not us, because we know better.
Did I give him any money? No, I'm not going to.
Not us. We know better. We got to go to break before we get too angry. But no, hey, guys, from what we see, it's a hoax. So it's been a hot topic all week. Everybody I've talked to has been buzzing about this thing, and this is the information we have. It's on the website. Check it out and all that fun stuff. So what do we got going on after the break, Doug?
Wow, we've got Christy Hinkle coming up, hauntingexistenceradio.com. You guys, I absolutely can't wait to talk to Christy, so let's do the break and get her on here.
Ghostly Talk! It's coming. The 7th Annual Mid-South Paranormal Convention will be taking over in Louisville, Kentucky, September 26th through 28th. The Louisville Ghost Hunters Society has went all out this year to bring some of the most amazing speakers, vendors, and activities together under one roof at the Executive Inn in the heart of Louisville. For ticket prices, hotel accommodations, and any other info on the 7th Annual Mid-South Paranormal Convention, visit LouisvilleGHS.com.
We are the Panther City Ghost Group, and we've been in business for over 40 years serving the metropolitan area and beyond. Hi, my name is Dan Shoemaker, and my father started this business in 1967, and I carry on that great tradition of great low prices. This week only, get a complete investigation plus a house blessing for only $299.99. And we'll help you quit smoking, drinking, or break any old bad habits with an exorcism for only $49.99.99. I'm a licensed deliverance minister and pastor of the New Hope United Church. Come out and see us sometime at Sunday service here, right here in exit 217 East Babylonian Avenue. And remember, we're ready to believe you for the right price.
The Panther City Ghost Group, for all your paranormal needs. Call us toll-free at 1-877-555-1375. That's 1-877-555-1375. Or visit us on the web at www.pandercityghost.com.
there. When I need to quench my desire for the paranormal, only one thing can hit the spot. I tune into Night Watch with Todd Sheets. Accept no substitutes. When you need the real thing, tune in to Night Watch, the only show that shudders and shakes and bumps in the night. And don't forget, Night Watch is also available on iTunes for your portable paranormal pleasure. Night Watch, paranormal radio for everyone. Why settle for less? Demand the best. Night Watch.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
All right. Rock and roll.
I dig it.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I am Doug.
Christy Hinkle is the founder of Celestial Paranormal Research and Investigations and the host of Haunting Existence Radio. Christy, we met Christy a couple months ago at Mansfield Reformatory, and it was just a splendid little occasion we had there hanging out. It was the first time Christy, we actually met we met at the Mid-South last year also, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, and we didn't really talk that much, but we got to hang out a lot more at Mansfield and got to talk and stuff like that, and really we had a great time. It was really cool hanging out with you. So
yes, her website is www.hauntingexistenceradio.com and www.celestialparanormal.net.
Yes, Christy. First off, well, it's great to have you here. We're glad you could finally join us. It's been a long time coming, I think. And you're working on all kinds of stuff from what I see here. Now you did. There was a WISP Expo actually for 2008. Am I correct?
Yeah, in this past May.
And you're working on one for 2009 now. Am I correct?
Yep.
And do you guys have a month plan for that or anything like that just yet?
The date is already set in stone. It's going to be May 29th through the 31st of 2009 at the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio.
Oh, there you go.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
I don't know why they don't have more conferences at that place, because it's the perfect setting for it.
It really is.
I mean,
yes.
It's a really creepy place to go to, of course, but they've really put a lot of money into the place with all the donations they've been getting, you know, for all of us ghost hunter types going there. And they've really started, we've been saying this for a while here, we're really seeing the difference now. There's a lot of places where you can actually have, you know, speaking engagements and stuff like that at Mansfield Reformatory. So I think it'd be a great place to have a conference of this sort at.
Yeah, I was taken by the ballroom upstairs. I never imagined there'd be a ballroom inside a prison, but when they showed that to me in the glass walls that you can look out over both cell blocks, oh, I was just taken. I'm like, we got to have it here.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, it's just one of those places I think I'm really looking. You know, I think it's going to be the best place for you guys to do this thing. I want to see more people try to do it there, too. I think if there's other people doing conferences, check out Mansfield. I mean, they're good friends of ours there. We love those guys.
That's true.
You know, actually, another funny point. This may happen, this may not happen. Maybe I'm blowing the lid off this too early. But Scott Sukel, one of the main volunteers there, I was talking to him the other day on the phone, and I'm like, you know, hey, maybe I could come there and volunteer one night, right? Because I have the credentials to do it now. I've been there so many times that I know the place pretty good. So it may happen here pretty soon where I might actually be doing, a guest volunteer role at Mansfield one night for one of the ghost hunts. So I'll keep everybody posted on that.
Oh,
I'll shoot down
really
there one weekend and do it, you know. So it'd be something to check out for sure. You also, we mentioned before, as far as Haunting Existence Radio is concerned, you're kind of reworking the show right now. Am I correct?
Yeah, we lost our producer, Troll, the owner of Mystic Age Radio. He ended up having a heart attack and had to undergo a quadruple bypass. And then a month later, he ended up having two strokes. So he's no longer able to man the radio show or the station. So then we were picked up by I Am Haunted. But then we ended up having to move from there as well because of technical difficulties with streaming and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're on Blog Talk Radio, which seems to be working out really well.
Good, good. I know you mentioned this about Troll, because we were actually working with Troll, too, with Ghostly Talk here.
And that's right.
You mentioned that he got really sick, so we do wish the best. Hopefully he's going to be recovering, and maybe he'll come back and start doing his thing again. Well, hopefully the future holds that one, I guess. But, yeah.
Well, the latest update I have on him is that he is recovering and has gotten his speech function back.
Oh, good.
That is fantastic.
The miracle that we've all been praying for appears to be taking effect, and quicker than anybody anticipated.
Good.
So
that is such
we're still holding him in our prayers, though.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody keep thinking that's Troll. Definitely check it out. I think the site's still up, isn't it, Christy? Or is the site down now?
No, the site is down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Mystic Age Radio, keep him in your thoughts, Troll. He's always been really cool to us here.
Yeah.
Supported Ghostly Talk, so we wish him the best of luck in recovery there. You're working on... you said you're working on a book here, but it's like a non-paranormal book series. Am I correct?
Yep.
Like
I'm writing a horror novel.
I want to hear about this. Can we elaborate a little bit? Can we get into this some?
Absolutely. For a long time now, I've been working on screenplays for a friend of mine. And this one that I was working on a couple of years ago, I got the idea because I am addicted to the History Channel and the Discovery Channel.
Oh, God.
Yes, and I rented a whole bunch of videos from the library about castles of Europe, and one just caught my eye, and it was just the mystery behind it, the history, the legends, everything surrounding this castle just blew my mind, and I had to know more because they only gave it like 5 minutes on the video, and it's Glamis Castle in Scotland,
mm-hmm.
and they've got legends of vampires, ghosts, misshapen monsters, and just a horrible, horrible history of death and deception and, you know, betrayal and all kinds of stuff. And I'm just surfing the web for the last several years researching this castle.
Mm-hmm.
I so want to go there. I really, really want to go there. But it is in Scotland, and that's, you know, not really on my to-do list right this second.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I will get there. The book, I got the idea for the book with, by watching just that 5 minute video, and then I started, you know, doing the research and compiling, you know, all the historical plus the legendary, you know, stories that surround the place. And I started putting down on paper, and then I just, you know, a light bulb went on, and I'm like, you know what, I've got to write this. And I started writing it down. So it is about college students who take a summer vacation to Scotland and get trapped inside the castle.
Ooh.
That's a sound
awesome.
For it.
And it's going to be a three-part horror series.
A three-part? And
three-part.
You're working on the first one right now.
So she's going to terrorize these college students for three books in a row. Oh,
well,
my
actually,
gosh, it sounds like fun.
Well, they should be. Most college students should be terrorized.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Well, I've actually got the first one. I'm working on the first one and the second one back-to-back. I'm mm-hmm. working on them simultaneously.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it when a book can write it, you know, they can, like, it just sort of, it sounds to me, Christy, like it just sort of hit you, and you just knew how this was going to unfold, at least these first two books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've got an idea for the third, so.
Oh, that is amazing.
It's coming.
I'm glad you're cranking it out, because my creative output nowadays is a complete joke, so I'm glad somebody out there is actually able to do something and be inspired out there, so that's really cool. You know, and we talk about, you know, lots of people work on, you know, within the framework of Ghostly Talk here, you know, we focus, like, on a lot of the science and all that stuff, but it's always fun to kind of talk about, you know,
the
stories and the creative end of things
aspects.
Like that,
yeah.
Too. I mean, and there's always something like going on. I mean, Christy, you know that from doing a radio show yourself. There's a creative energy you have to do these things, and if you want to make a presentation for something, you know, let's face it, I mean, part of what we do here is we do entertain on this show. That's how we hope people can learn a little bit easier, as opposed to sitting here like the guy from, that Visine commercial who just sits there and talks with that real monotone voice.
Eyes,
you know what I'm talking about. You know, it wouldn't be very much fun. You wouldn't learn much from that. So, you know, it's always fun to talk about that kind of stuff. Are you going to be going to the Mid-South this year, Christy?
You bet. I've already got a room and everything ready to go.
Oh, fantastic. Because, it's a big topic of discussion here. I mean, that's the big thing coming up, and we're always looking forward to that.
Yeah, Mid-South is one of our favorite events of the year. Well, actually, September, Mid-South and the Mothman Festival. Just incredible events.
Yeah, those are our
back-to-back.
Near and dear to our hearts. Yeah.
So, Mid-South has just always grown and gotten better and better and better every year. The people down there are phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always good, and the party's in our room this year. So, Christy, you just, when we get there, we'll just exchange, room number and say, what's your room number?
Yeah.
And then you just go there at 9 p.m. We're all set.
Yeah.
Awesome. I will be there.
What do you like? We always ask guests, that go to conferences like we do and stuff like that. What do you like best about going? Well, let's just say the Mid-South, for example. What do you like best about going to the Mid-South? I mean, what aspect of it interests you the most?
Well, I love to listen to the speakers. That's a given.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my favorite part of going to these conferences is getting to know people that I've talked to, like, via MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People that, I can learn stuff from. I can ask questions and get some answers and, just networking with all these other groups that I may one day work with.
Yeah, and that's a big thing.
Absolutely agreed. And, well, my favorite thing is along those lines, right, it's interacting with people and getting to know people and just, like, hearing their stories. I mean, in a weekend you can't get to know somebody inside and out. But you can, you can at least scratch the surface and you can find just how incredibly interesting everybody's experiences have been. And I love collecting experiences and stories and listening to folks talk about what they've been through. And their favorite things. So
yeah, totally.
That's my thing. It all has to do with interacting with people.
Well, it's good to get people together. I mean, we've always, we are always pimping the conferences here. And my big thing is just and I'll say it again, Ghostly Talk wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the internet. That's a given.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the internet.
That's our delivery mechanism even to real radio or terrestrial radio stations.
We'd be dead in the water. We wouldn't be doing this. We'd be doing something else if it wasn't for the internet. But I think we've always, like from day one, we've always been, in the public, always been out there being real people. especially with all the conferences that are out there now, we love to go to those because we really like to go out and talk to people physically and hang out and put a name to the face or whatever, a face to the screen name, whatever it may be, right? So it's good to get people actually into a room together because, first of all, it does break down the anonymity thing the internet does have, right? You know what I'm talking about, Christy. And it gets people actually talking and exchanging ideas like we just said.
Yeah.
And that's got to be like one of my favorite things of doing this.
I really think a lot of these things are more than the sum of their parts. Because like Keith and the LGHS, they can put together a schedule, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can take care of the lines that check in. They can, deal with, the management of the property that the thing is at and get things arranged and make sure people are where they need to be at any given moment. So they can do all that stuff, right? But I think that the magic of a conference, even as well-run as Mid-South, has to do with the people who attend. And just it becomes more than the sum of its parts, which is just an amazing thing to see happen.
Yeah, totally. So we're looking forward to hanging out with you there for sure, Christy. That's going to be a lot of fun. What else do you have coming out in the future as far as are you doing any more traveling and stuff like that?
Well, I have a couple of things on the schedule, but I'm not supposed to talk about.
No!
Well, as long as you don't have, like, a secret location for a Bigfoot body or anything.
I
don't have one of those.
No.
But, man, I wish I would have thought of it first.
you heard about the story this week, Christy?
Oh my God.
I got yelled at by Josh Rowdybush the other day because he tried to read my blog on, what I think of the whole Bigfoot situation, and he said it was a mile long, and he just could not get through it because his attention span's too short.
Well, let's do Josh a favor here then. I'm curious to, we got on this subject. I'm curious to get what we kind of were very vocal in the last half hour about our opinions on it. I'm wondering what your opinion is on this whole circus that this thing's become.
Well, my original hope was that it really was real.
Yeah.
And I looked at the picture, and, the only one they had released on the internet at the time, and I had my doubts, as anybody would. And I, when I talked about it, it was always, if this is real, you know, I never put, well, this has got to be the real thing because, you know, I know better than that. I didn't get my hopes up. And then after the press conference, oh, man, that... After that, I knew. I'm like, no, there's no way.
Okay, now...
I think it's an attention ploy.
Mm-hmm.
What causes people to do this? That's another
Well,
question.
That's what we asked each other, and I said, well, it's very simple. It's money. And you retorted, mm-hmm. Doug, with well, we didn't get many money. And I'm like, well, no, that's true. But, you know, Christy, what do you think about that? I'm just curious. What do you think about that? I mean, why would you go... I think it's despicable to lie about something like this, I mean, whatever thing under the paranormal would be. Why do people go about doing this kind of stuff still, though, in this day and age? Why do you think they still do that?
Well, the almighty dollar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, we may not be paying them for anything, but I have heard, I don't know if to be fact, but I have heard that the guy who is heading up the entire campaign, Tom whatever his name
Tom
is.
Viscardi,
Tom Viscardi,
yeah.
Tom
Viscardi,
yeah.
Viscardi, that's it. Is charging to view the photos on the internet.
Are
Other
you
photos
kidding
that,
me?
That's what I heard. I found it on an open forum when I Google searched Bigfoot body hoax. And it was on an open forum where somebody said, Viscardi is charging such and such to view photos not seen on a website or during the news conference.
You know, that's it, Doug. I am making a decision, an executive decision here. Everybody out there in this field, whether it be in cryptozoology or ghost hunting or whatever it is, they're making gobs of cash, right? We're going to start charging for the archives now. I give up. We're just sellout. Let's just sell out.
We are not.
I'm kidding around, of course, but, you know, let's just, whatever. Let's just do it.
I think it's insane.
I'm not letting you see the pictures unless you give me money.
Right.
No.
And if you notice, during the press conference, that the other guy involved, which is what they referred to him as on the press conference, the other guy, talked for 5 minutes at the end and couldn't keep a straight face. So the Matt guy that's involved had to jump up and take the mic from him.
Well, you know, I mean, when you're a sheriff's deputy who's off of work because you've shot yourself in the hand, I guess there's nothing better to do than to find a Bigfoot body and create a huge internet and media storm.
Well, it's just really sad. You know, and I mentioned it in the last half hour that this does carry over into other aspects of this field. Unfortunately, with the ghost hunting thing, there's nothing tangible to verify this thing against. Again, it's obvious, you know, they could really blow the lid off this thing because this is a physical thing we're talking about here. But with ghost hunting, it isn't quite that simple. And I know this goes on.
Right.
This totally goes on. And who do you... I mean, you can debate and debate all you want about this, but really, at the end of the day, we have no answers still. We have nothing solid to check this thing against. They go, is this valid or is this not valid? Well, it isn't valid. Go away, right? These guys obviously got had. I don't know how these people sleep at night. I mean, really.
I have no idea.
You know, how do these guys sleep at night with this knowledge that they were lying to people like this? People that really care, too.
I guess they just get drunk or high and just, like, laugh it off, because I don't know. It sounds like you are being invaded.
Is there a plane coming over your head, Christy?
Yes, there is.
Christy, I have to say, I literally...
It's like the Red Baron just flew by, is what it sounded like.
Well, he was flying low. He's going to be landing at the airport that's nearby.
Ah, yes.
You know how stupid I am? I actually did, like, the look thing above me and, like, looked as, like... There was an actual plane flying on the ceiling of the studio here, you know? I don't know why I did that. We just heard that.
Stranger things have happened out here. I can guarantee you that. Stranger things have happened. I was during one of my radio shows, somebody flying in a balloon decided that my backyard was the perfect place to try to touch down right on my pool.
Wow.
And,
how did that go? Like, did they... Was it successful, or did
landing?
They drown, or what?
They hovered about 10 feet above our pool, and then they decided that it probably wasn't the best thing to do because there were people sitting on the back porch watching.
Throwing rocks
at
them?
So they just waved. they waved at them and just flew up over the trees, and I think they were playing around.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, I thought being cut off in traffic was bad enough. I mean, like, you're sitting there on a Sunday afternoon just trying to relax and enjoy yourself, and here comes a giant balloon in your backyard.
Every day is full moon day lately.
Yeah. I would be a little upset about that, I think. I'd have to. I would have to say something to them.
I am flabbergasted.
Wow.
So, Celestial Paranormal Research and Haunting Existence Radio. And Haunting Existence is coming. It's back on. But you have to go to Blog Talk. So, what's the code?
Right.
What do they type in to get?
Is there a website for that?
It's blogtalkradio.com/hauntingexistenceradio.
Okay. Excellent.
So it is the whole name. Okay. Because I know a lot of people use just like initials sometimes as the little key to get to it that you put at the end of blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah.
Hauntingexistenceradio.com.
God bless the hyperlink for me because I can't remember any URLs anymore.
I know. If everything wasn't in at ghostlytalk.com, like listed on the, you know.
Yeah, you see, people, we don't make that website for you. We make it for us so we can put a place to put our links at. We can't remember anything.
What was that website? Oh, yeah, scroll. There we go.
There it is. Yeah, I can't remember anything anymore.
Yeah.
But
awesome.
But definitely, Christy, hang on the line. Don't leave us just yet, okay? Hang tight for one second.
Okay.
Actually, what I want to do, do you think we should do it right now?
I think we should. We should start it now. And then
we got a couple of minutes. We'll fire up the phone patch. Tell our people back there they need to fire up the phone patch.
All right. I'll dash them off.
It's over there. There you go.
This one right here.
Got it. Okay. All right. So here's what we're gonna do. I guess we'll do this. Christy, don't leave us just yet. Hang on the line.
Yes, hang on the line.
Okay. Here's the time. Let's just do it. Okay. First caller, Mid-South tickets. Okay. First caller. We're gonna kind of hang here until we go to break, though. Okay. So we're gonna be watching the phone line here. First person to raise their hand one of our beautiful phone screeners is gonna let us know. Push 1-1 on your handset. That's what you have to do. You have to push 1-1 on your handset.
So what you do is you call into the show, and I don't even remember how you do that.
Let me get the phone number right.
Grab my cell phone.
Oh, I got the phone number right here.
Oh, okay.
I got the phone number.
Announce the phone number.
We need Bonnie here for this, man.
I know. She remembers these things.
Yeah, the phone number is 605-475-8590. Again, that's 605-475-8590. The conference line number is 555-1081, followed by the pound sign. Again, that's 555-1081, followed by the pound sign. You need to call in. First caller to raise their hand on the phone line here gets these tickets, okay? That's the way it's going to go. So we're watching the phone
line.
And
you raise your hand by dialing 1-1 once you're in the conference. And
why don't we cut the break here right now? We're basically at the top of the hour anyways.
Yes, that's why we had to start this now.
Yeah.
And during break, we'll be watching for that first caller. And that first caller to raise their hand,
Yeah.
And Christy, thank you so much. And, of course, your websites are www.celestialparanormal.net and www.hauntingexistenceradio.com on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you again,
Keep up the good work, Christy.
Yeah, keep up the great work. We really appreciate you joining us tonight.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. Yeah. It was a real honor. And anytime you guys want to come on to my show, just shoot me an email.
Yay.
Okay, cool.
You are so welcome to come on and talk to us. Me and Beth will play nice.
Okay, that would
be awesome.
All right, hang tight. Don't leave us just yet, okay?
But don't leave us.
Okay.
Let's take a quick break here, Doug. Are you going to...
Doug
is on the board.
There's several buttons to push, so I'll just push a whole bunch of these things, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, okay, here we go. All right. Good luck, Doug. Here we go.
This is fun.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.